listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So I got a tweet that I just have to share. We got one that came in from MWolf475. He said, how can you not like this guy? Petten is a legit football guy. Love the interview. To which Eric Blendman followed up with, it's like porn. You know it when you see it. We're truly lucky to have him. Great coach.
We now, are.
I think he is a great coach and a great – the personality that he projects is real, and it is also working, and you see it in the team, the way that the players are interacting with each other. And you could tell he is just very proud of, I think, the way this team has come together so quickly, unified words into action.
Absolutely, and it's fun to be a part of it. It's fun to get to know him, you know, a little bit off air, you know, that we, you know, essentially can't share. But then some of the candor at the end, that, you know, we feel comfortable enough with him to, you know, to joke about jorts and the bucket hat and so on and so forth. But it's great to have your hands on and be here in the dog bowl and have it, get, be able to feel like you can, you know, touch the head coach and bring you out there, the, you know, the eyes and ears of the fans, which is hopefully what we are. Get in the brain of head coach Mike Petten and ask those types of questions. I don't ask them for me. I ask them for you.
It is a great day tomorrow. The jersey competitions are back. Might be orange, might not be. His dad is going to be here. The pads are on. I'm fired up for tomorrow morning out here in Berea. If you missed the interview with Coach Pett, get it on the Browns mobile app. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Also, thanks to Duke Johnson, another great guy here on this team. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura, saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Camp's here. Let's go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.